God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew continued.
Disc 8.
In one of the Greek Orthodox churches, there was said to be a Bible in the new Albanian language. Marcus and Rolf immediately requested a visit to this church. The Orthodox priest greeted them and their guide graciously. Yes, there was a brand new translation of the Gospels on the high altar of the church. They would like to see it, but of course. He led the way down the nave of the ancient basilica. Even from a distance they could see the book on the altar, an enormous volume studded with jewels. Then all at once, 4 yards from the altar, the priest stopped, so abruptly that Rolf bumped against him. For several moments the four stood in silence, gazing at the treasure before them. When the priest turned to go, Rolf burst out, "But I want to go closer. Can't I look at it? I mean, open it, see the pages." As the guy translated, the priest's eyes widened in horror. Closer? But no unordained person ever stood closer than 4 yards to the Holy Scriptures. Then, faltered Rolf, what was the sense of the new translation? Since the priests read Greek, what was this Bible used for? Why, to be carried in solemn procession, to receive the homage and adulation of the people. What else would a Bible be used for? And think what solace the faithful must gain from knowing that God himself had spoken in the new language of the great people of Albania. And so Marcus and Rolf returned home, having seen only the outside of a book, with a feeling indeed that they had seen only the outside of a people and a nation. Meanwhile, our work in the rest of Europe was gaining momentum. Each month we were making more trips than the month before. With the new frequency, of course, the danger of being recognized also increased. We tried never to send the same 2 partners to the same country on consecutive trips. If 2 men had gone the first time, the next trip we tried to send a man and a woman. And it was Rolf and Elena on a trip to Russia in 1966 who had our closest call yet. With increased travel into Russia, smuggling of all sorts was also on the increase, and the guard at the border had been trebled. The papers were full of stories of arrests, fines, imprisonments. This time Rolf and Elena were carrying a particularly large cargo of Bibles in the Opel station wagon. Corrie and I prayed with them all night long before they left. "Remember," I said, "that these people getting caught are depending on their own cleverness. Their motives are probably another disadvantage. Hatred and greed are heavy loads. Your motive, on the other hand, is love. And instead of priding yourselves on your cunning, you recognize how weak you are. So weak that you must depend totally upon the Spirit of God." As Rolf recounted it to us later, our premonitions of trouble were correct. As they neared the border, they saw not one, but 6 security officers waiting for them. He told Elena to start praying that God would confuse these men's thinking. "And don't stop until they're through, Elena,"